فدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے قم کو ہم تو قوی تر ہے لیکن, وہ خمرے کو ہم تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئی جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر, کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں, رہے با وفا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر, خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں, ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا, کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں, مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت, تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واں ہو رہے ہیں, نئے باب الفت کے واں ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. ये शाने करम ये कहे नालायक पर, ये शाने करम ये के नालायक पर, करम उनके हर दम अता हो रहे हैं। ये शाने करम है के नालायकों पर, के उनके हर दम अता हो रहे हैं, जो हर दम खुदा पर फिदा हो रहे हैं। वो फानी बुतों से जुदा हो रहे हैं, मुहब्बत की अख्तर करामत तो देखो, मुहब्बत की अख्तर करामत तो देखो, के सुल्तान होकर विदा हो रहे हैं, के सुल्तान होकर विदा हो रहे हैं, जो हर दम खुदा पर फिदा हो रहे वो फानी बुतों से जुदा हो रहे हैं, वो फानी बुतों से जुदा हो रहे हैं, वो खमरे कोहन तो कवीतर है लेकिन, वो खमरे कोहन तो पवित्र है लेकिन, नए जामीना अता हो रहे हैं, नए जामीना अता हो रहे हैं, नए जामीना अता हो रहे हैं।
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا، فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى أيضا: ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفن بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, first of all, we'll just try and give the gist of this beautiful poem and nazm of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daan Barakatum Arif Billah, and in reality as Hazrat our Honorable Most Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mu'ana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daan Barakatum explains that these are just not poetry, these are bayans and great, great lectures. One couplet is a great lecture. If we have come only for this, then it is sufficient to spend all our time and effort just for coming to listen to one couplet. However, a useless person like myself, we are just naqqals. We just try to imitate. And in my imitation also, I'm so useless. But inshallah, with your sincerity and the tawajjuhat of our Shaykh, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to say such words that will take us somewhat closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is what we have come here for. As so beautifully Hazrat explains in this beautiful poem of his, he says, Nahi jaamu meena ataho rahai. That every moment I'm getting the new enjoyment of new drinks, very more stronger and stronger wine every time I'm getting of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when does a person get this? Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wo fani buto se juda ho rahe. What is the sign and what is the way to get this new enjoyable drinks of the love of Allah Ta'ala? That person who every moment, every split second, is making every effort to become fida, to give his life for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That like Hazrat says, if nafs tells you that if you don't commit this guna, then you'll die, you'll put yourself into terrible disaster, then tell your nafs, doesn't matter whatever disaster I might go through, I'll even die, but I'll rather be fida on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I'll rather give my life for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but not for you. So those people, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq with the barakat of our Honorable Shaykh. This is what we come to learn, how to get that courage and that strength. Like our Dada Shaykh says, that sher ban jao. Become a lion in front of your nafs. Don't become like a lomri, don't become like a wolf and a fox, and give in and become sly. And on the sly, ya'alamu khawintal ayun yomatuk fi surur. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, slyly that gazes you doing with the side of your eyes, and you're watching and you think nobody is watching. Allah Ta'ala knows all those secrets of the eyes, and all those khiyanas that you are making. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. As Hazrat Mu'atani Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, out of his humbleness, this is a reality with regard to me, that whatever he feels, the bimari he is suffering of, he used to talk more about it. This was his humbleness. Hazrat was a wali of what a caliber, we can't imagine. But this is for me, my ears are nearer to my tongue. So what I have to say is first a lesson for myself and then takrar for all of us. So those servants who all the time giving their life for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they'll see, wafani buto se juda ho rahe. Now their heart is becoming detached to all this artificial enjoyments and pleasures and idols of this world. Now you see, you becoming detached. The cars don't entice you anymore. The beautiful buildings you don't get attracted to anymore. The women that are walking in the street, like Hazrat says, many a people say in this time it is difficult to control your gazes. Wherever you look, they are just human all the time. Our Dada Sheikh, and this we have learned, whatever we learned is from our honorable, most illustrious Sheikh. Our lives can be sacrificed upon him. Millions of lives is not sufficient. Hazrat says in this time and age, forget Allah is giving certificates of Jannat on the streets. That if you learn to control your gazes, you'll see the enjoyment and the halawat of Iman you will get in your heart. So when you give your life for Allah Ta'ala, you'll see you become detached to all these artificial beauties and these artificial idols. وَخَمْرِ كُهَنْتُ قَوِيْتَرْ هِ لَكِنْ نَيِّ جَامُ مِينَ عَتَى هُ رَائِ. And these great friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who have got that great treasure of the very strong wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says that wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala is very strong. And we know the older the wine, the longer the wine. In those days especially, they used to keep it in barrels for hundreds of years. And the older it is, the more strong it is, the more matured. So the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, like our Honorable Shaykh, we see Allah, our Hazrat has given his life for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now towards the end, so to say, when they're getting older, when you think a person will become less active, they become more active. So that wine which is strong, but now, nae jamo meena tahora. As they get older and stronger, you see they get new enjoyable wines of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is unexplainable. They can't explain what is the enjoyment. Like Hazrat says, that many people in the taverns, in the haram enjoyments, they think they're enjoying their life. But they don't know what is real enjoyment in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they just get the taste of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will throw all this artificial enjoyment so far that they won't even want to look back at it. Allah give me and all of us that just the taste of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, and how will you get this? Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. That sometimes you'll have to give your heart, sacrifice, your heart is yearning for a certain thing, but no, you'll have to take your heart away from it. Or kabhi jaan de raha hai, because sometimes you'll have to give your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a great opportunity where you think, now I can make millions here, nobody is watching. Oh, I'm alone with this woman, nobody is watching. At that time you give your life, Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat explained, there was a student, a very pious student, with the nisbat and the company of his pious ustads and his sheikh, he gained this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his free time on the weekend, he used to go out and see to assist the widows and help them and ask them if they got any work. So one widow he went to, she was a bit young, but she had some musti in her mind. And she said, yes, I've got some work, you must come inside, let me give you the work. When she came inside, when he went into the house, then she dolled herself up and she wanted to fulfill her haram desires with the student. The student had this love of Allah Ta'ala burning in his heart. So immediately Allah Ta'ala puts in their minds how to give their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, no problem, let me go and relieve myself. When he went to relieve himself in the toilet, he took the stool and he rubbed his whole body, his clothes, everything with that stool. And when he came out of the toilet, this woman that was eager now to fulfill her haram passions and desires with the student, when she saw him, she said, this is a madman. And she chased him out of the house. He got happy, he got saved, he gave his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to the nearest river, he had a bath, he washed his clothes. And when he came the next day in the dars, his ustad asked him, what attar did you put? What is the attar that you put? So he said, Hazrat, now that you are asking me, let me give you my secret. And this is what happened yesterday. So when you give your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. That when the love of Allah ta'ala is there, then you are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you know all the time, when you think nobody is watching you from everywhere, but you know asman se koi mujhe dekh raha hai. That from the heaven somebody is watching me all the time. And this, the more we come in a company of these loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah give us tawfiq to attend these majalis, this is what we should make dua Allah to build that strength, that we can give our heart, we can give our life, and we can give everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi explains, one tafsir of Yahdi may yashau ila siratim mustaqim. That Allah Ta'ala guides those who He wills to Sirati Mustaqim. Hazrat says, what is Sirati Mustaqim? That's the background of this ayat briefly is with regard when Nabi Kareem Sa'usun was granted the command to change Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas now to face Ka'batullah. The Jews and all the Munafiqeen and the enemies of Islam, they started objecting and started passing all funny remarks to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sa'asam, Aliyazu Billah, and the Muslims, that they got no tikana of their deen also. That every day they changing their Qibla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all answered it so beautifully, their objection. And in what a beautiful topic Allah brought it, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَاللَّهُ مَنْ قِبْلَةِي مُلَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. That the ignorant fools, their work is only to object. You don't have to worry. Turn a deaf ear towards them, turn a blind eye towards them. And also the path of suluk and the path to Allah Ta'ala all the time. This is from time immemorial. From Hazrat Adam A.S.'s time, it's going to carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Whenever you want to change your life and you want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, there'll always be ignorant people that will be even in the form of your friends also. They'll be passing objections, passing remarks. Allah Ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَاللَّهُ مَنْ قِبْلَتِي مُلَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. They will pass remarks, now what has changed them? Now why they change the Qibla? Allah Ta'ala so beautifully gave the answer to show that the height of their audacity and their stupidity. That don't they know it's not the building that we are facing. It's not the object that we are facing. قُلِّ اللَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. We are obeying the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not confined to a particular place. Allah is not confined to a particular direction. But what Allah Ta'ala desires from us,
the command of Allah Ta'ala, we should be subservient to Allah Subhanahu. That building became honorable not because of the building, but because of the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Baitul Muqaddas became honorable because of the command of Allah. Ka'batullah became honorable because of the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So anyway, we are going too far away from the point what Hazrat mentioned, Yahdi may yasha'u ila siratim mustaqim. That Allah Ta'ala guides to siratim mustaqim whom He desires. Here they explain what is siratim mustaqim. Siratim mustaqim actually is to give your life to the obedience of the command of Allah Ta'ala. This is sirat mustaqim. That to be all the time, whether Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired that he wants to face Kaabatullah. This was the Qibla of all the Anbiya al-Mustafa Islam. Especially his great grandfather Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there to face Kaabatullah. But Allah's command came that face Baitul Muqaddas in your namaz. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately what all the loyal servants of Allah Ta'ala, they face towards Baitul Muqaddas. And the desire of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is so kind also. That the more you try and give your life to Allah, the more Allah will fulfill your heart's desire also. So the desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there all the time. That how I wish I can turn back to Kaabatullah. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبُ وَشِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That we see your desire all the time. You're looking up in the skies, waking when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is going to come. And the friends of Allah Ta'ala also, they know that when you try your best and our weakness, where can we be loyal to Allah Ta'ala? But Allah Ta'ala sees that effort we're trying to, Allah Ta'ala regards you as His loyal servants. And the servants of Allah have hope that fulfilling of our needs, nobody can, only Allah Ta'ala will. So they have that hope and desire that inshallah Allah will fulfill our needs also. So in this regard, Nabi Kareem saw some looking up. Anyway, what we are learning here, Rahe ishq mein be wafa ho rahi. That all the time in the path of love of Allah Ta'ala, all the time be ready to obey the command of Allah, whether we understand it or not. Like Hazrat explained time and again, Allah Ta'ala save us. He says, Shaitan, before he became Iblis, his name was also on the scale of the four great farishtas, Azazil, like Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, his name was on that scale. Because he was such a great abid, there isn't one hand span on the face of the earth or in the skies also, where there's space where he never made sajda. So much sajda he made, that is why Allah kept him in the company of the malaika. But he was not a farishta, but because he was in the company of the malaika, he was like part of them. Like myself, we are not among the pious servants of Allah. But when we try to keep company with them, we get, hopefully, Allah will just say, go with them. You are just with them, samkhakom, like you say in Afrikaans, samkhakom, Allah will just take you with. So Iblis, Azazil was among the, Allah Ta'ala kept him among the farishtas. But Hazrat says he had three ayns, he was short of the fourth ayn. The first ayn he had, he was a great arif. He had a lot of knowledge of Allah, a lot of recognition of Allah Ta'ala. He had the recognition of Allah Ta'ala so much that he knew even when Allah Ta'ala became angry that he disobeyed Allah's command. Allah's anger was so great, but you know Allah don't become overtaken by His anger. Allah is Allah after all. No condition overtakes Allah Ta'ala. Allah remains with Him, His Zat all the time. So at that time also Shaitan knew if I make a request, Allah will accept. So he said, Anzirni ila yawmi yubasoon. That, oh Allah, give me time, give me permission to love till the day of Qiyamah. Allah gave him that permission. But again, we learn from our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daam Barakatum. And this is Arif Billah. When you recognize Allah, you understand how to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures. He says, the stupid Iblis, instead of saying Anzirni, if he just had to say Unzur alayya, he just had to change the harakats. That, oh Allah, instead of saying, give me respite and time, had he said, oh Allah, look at me with the eye of mercy. I've made an error. I was ignorant. Allah Ta'ala would have forgiven him on that occasion. But anyway, why he didn't do this? Because he didn't have the fourth ayn. And what is that fourth ayn? The first ayn he had was arif. He was a great recognizer of Allah. Then he was a great alim. Hazrat explains, he had such knowledge that he knew all the shariats of all the Anbiya al-Muslimin. And not only the shariats as the principles, he knew all the juziyats, all the finer details of the shariats of all the Anbiya al-Muslimin. That's why he knows easy how to mislead and how to trick people. And the third aim he had also, he was a great abid also. He made a lot of ibadat. But the fourth aim that he did not have, was an ashik, a true lover of Allah Ta'ala. A lover of Allah Ta'ala, when the command of Allah comes, he doesn't use his brains, he doesn't look at his own ability, he doesn't look at his background that I'm such a great abid, I got so much knowledge, I'm of such a caliber, but he realizes that in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where am I? And this also Allahu Akbar, ulama explained that this disaster of his, it came to the fore and became apparent after many years. But the seed of it, and that's what Hazrat explains us also, he says, always see the seeds that we plant. Normally, throughout in life, certain disasters that come in life, and we think, what has happened? Let us go back to our history and see. The seed that we have planted, that was actually the cause of destruction. Azazil, what was the cause of his destruction? That because he didn't have ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he regarded himself as somebody very great, that ibadat of his went to his head. Allah Ta'ala save us. But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the more the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, the more you realize that Allah Ta'ala is an ocean that doesn't come to an end. Allah's love cannot come. Allah is infinite. So where can we even fulfill 1 billionth, or you can't put a number to the right of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we don't realize and don't have this ishq, then the little ibadat we'll make, we think we are somebody. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. So what happened here, Azazil, one day the malaika, they heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that one of my very close servants will be kicked out of my darbar, out of my court. All the malaika, even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the archangel, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all started shivering with fear and worried that it must not be me, it must not be me. Imagine, so close, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they made a mashura, what should we do? How can we get saved? So they decided, no, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also we learn that, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Tawfiq only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, the lovers of Allah, they are beggars all the time. Never ever does the ibadat go to their head. All the time, waqfir lana, oh Allah, forgive us all. Because the azmat, the greatness of Allah is in front of them all the time. And the more you go, traverse through the path of Allah, the more Allah's greatness opens to you all the time. So anyway, they decided we must make dua. But now who's going to make the dua from the malaika? Then they all made mashura and they decided that no, Azazil, he is one of the most pious amongst all of us. He was not even a farishta, but they regarded him as so pious. So they said he must make the dua. So he conceded and he accepted their request. And when he made the dua, Allah Ta'ala save us all, and this is a lesson to learn. He said, oh Allah, all these farishtas are scared that you will throw them out of your darbar, save them all. He forgot about himself. In dua, you first make dua for yourself. Worry of your own condition first. He thought, no, I won't get thrown out. So that pride that came in his heart, that was the seed that already caused his destruction, which became manifest only after Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyway, Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize these very great fine points, that rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai, that in the love of Allah Ta'ala, all the time you become more and more loyal all the time. Khushi apne unki khushi par luta kar. And how will this come? That the more your heart's desire, you sacrifice it for the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you sacrifice your desires for the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like one pious servant of Allah ta'ala, somebody asked him, how are you feeling today? He says, what can be said of that servant according to whose desires the world is functioning? He says, what an ignorant, stupid statement you are making. The world is functioning according to the desires of Allah ta'ala. What are you saying? It sounds like shirk. He says, a person who has given his sacrifice, all his desires, for the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so whatever is happening in the world, I'm happy with it. So we should all learn this. Then, when a person gets that condition, then ahle sidq wa safa ho raha hai. Then every moment we'll be coming amongst the siddiqeen, the very close, loyal servants of Allah, and safa, our hearts will be coming clean all the time from all that malice and dirt, and all the time the heart that has to be totally pure and clean for more and more. Allahu Akbar. As Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, he says, look at the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's karam is so great that Allah Ta'ala says, I cannot fit into any space. the skies are too small, the earth is too small for me, I can't fit in any space, but I will make my space in the heart of a believer. When does Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart of a believer? That when we learn to give our desires upon the desire of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. And how to give our desires and become ahle sidq wa safa, that amongst the siddiqeen, as our Dara Shaykh explains, that make this dua, that to become Nabuwat's doors are closed and nobody can make dua for that also. It's haram to make dua for Nabuwat because this is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, but immediately below the door of Nabuwat is the door of Siddiqiyat and Wilayat. And Allah ta'ala is so kind. Allah hasn't stipulated figure. Or Allah ta'ala hasn't put a quota that only so many siddiqs and wilayats in my ummah, amongst my servants. Allah ta'ala has kept that quota open. So he says, make dua that Allah ta'ala hame siddiqiyat or wilayat ke intiha darja tak poncha de. That Allah raise us to the highest stages of siddiqiyat and wilayat. And when Allah desires that, Allah so beautifully Hazrat puts it, that when Allah desires to make you among the siddiqeen and the walis, then even if you can say million times, I don't want to become, you'll become a siddiq and a wali. So Allah ta'ala make us among that, but for that, it's not just so easy. Kabhi pi rahe lahu arzuka. That sometimes they drinking the blood of their desires. The desires are very stern. And Hazrat always mentions, he says, don't think that many people say, oh, he's a pious servant, for him to stay away from guna is very easy. No, the more you get closer to Allah Ta'ala, the more shaitan's attack also becomes harder. And it's not just so easy, they have to drink the desires of their blood. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatuh says, that I am a very romantic person also. So don't think it's very easy for me to control my gazes. I also have got a lot of romance and very great love in my heart. But kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka, they are drinking this blood of their desires, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. And one is the blood of your desires of your nafs. The other thing of nafs, which is the internal disease, which is a very severe disease, Allah Ta'ala save us. That sometimes we are saving ourselves from guna also, controlling our desires. Now we think I'm Junaid Baghdadi walking on the street. Now we think I'm Bayezid Bustami walking on the street. He says, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. That when you annihilate this khudi yourself, this ana, I am somebody. When that ana, like the pious servant says, when a goat makes meh all the time, then it has to be slaughtered. Once it's slaughtered, now it's finished. So ourself also, this desire, myself first of all, this may, this ana in my own heart, it has to be slaughtered. And as you become slaughtered, ba khuda ho rahe, then you become Allah wala, then you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, like shaitan, we'll be living in dreamland. And we'll be thinking we're going close to Allah ta'ala, but we're very far away from this. And this we can learn only in a company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With sohbat, with company, to see how the friends of Allah ta'ala, Allah Akbar, like Hazrat explains that incident of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud, Hazrat Mufti Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of what caliber? Knowledge also, pekar ka alim also, or pekar ka wali also. What a great wali, what a great alim. Some people in a village, they heard there's a very great mufti in town. So they decided, let us go sit in his majlis. And when they entered his majlis, villagers after all, better ones don't know reality. When the time when they entered the majlis, at that time Hazrat in the majlis speaking to his friends, he says, Khuda ki kasam, main kuch nahi hu. Main kuch hai hi na hu. That Allah's kasam, I'm totally useless, I'm absolutely nothing. So these people among themselves, they said, agar ye khud keh rahe wo kuch nahi, to hame kya milenge. Chalo hum yahan se bhage. This was the ignorance they lost out. They said, if he's saying himself is nothing, then what we going to get? Let us also go away from here. So Hazrat explains very important points here. Hazrat says, one is that a person, out of humbleness, he says, I'm nothing. But sometimes you think you are humble, but you're telling a lie. Like a person is a hafiz, Allah Ta'ala made you a hafiz, and somebody asks you, you're a hafiz. You think you're humble, you say, no, I'm not a hafiz. That is a lie, it's a blatant lie. Make dua, no, alhamdulillah, Allah made me hafiz, make dua, Allah make me stronger and stronger all the time, and keep me steadfast. So Hazrat says here also, Hazrat was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is this out of his humbleness, was Hazrat telling a lie? Hazrat says, no, this was his shan, this was their status and caliber. And what was their status and caliber? Hazrat gives a beautiful example here. He says, like a person in his house is like a big terror. against his wife and his children. He's using the iron first, and he thinks he is the lion in the house. But if he gets lost in the jungle, and now he's standing in front of the lion, or he's standing in front of a real tyrant, then at that time what he says? Please, I'm nothing. Please, spare me. So these great servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn in the beginning, that the more you become, recognize Allah, the more the love of Allah penetrates the heart, the more the azmat of Allah comes in the heart. When the more Allah's greatness and Allah's grandeur, Allah's loftiness comes in the heart, the more your eyes are on Allah ta'ala. So these great servants, their eyes are on Allah ta'ala all the time. So in comparison to Allah, he's saying, what are we? We absolutely nothing. We not even a speck. We can't even recognize ourselves as any speck also. So Hazrat says, this is when you annihilate yourself. And this is the reality of tasawwuf, that mita dijay, hum mitne ke liye aaye. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob rahmatullahi, when he came into the company of his Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahmatullahi, what he said, Hazrat, that annihilate me, finish me up, I'm actually came for that. And he had a post at that time, a government post, in the British government, he was ruling India at that time, it was regarded as a very high post. But when he came to annihilate himself, today we take his name with great honor. His poems are great inspiration for us. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ishq-e nadamat, naye baab ulfat ke waah ho rahe. And how will this mitana also come? One is to make an effort, but don't depend on our efforts all the time. Hazrat says, mubarak those tears of yours that you cry at night. That, oh Allah, how even my ibadat is such that it's worth being punished for. According to your greatness, where can we present ibadat in your court? So that ashke nadamat, the tears of regret, how did I spend my life? How I spoiled my ibadat all the time. And when this happens, naye babi ulfat ke wa ho rahe, that all the time, new chapters of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, those new chapters are opening up into your heart all the time. And now, staying away from the disobedience of Allah and making ibadat is not a duty, responsibility anymore. It's an enjoyment, such an enjoyment you can't explain it to anybody. And that is why people say it's easy for the friends of Allah Ta'ala to stay away from guna. They got no lust, no. It's not that it's easy, because this crying, the tears of nadamat, and this mujahada that they're making, that is why night becomes enjoyable for them, as if they have no desires, but the desires are there all the time. Ye shaan e karam hai ke na laiko par karam unke har dam ata ho raha hai. And this also they realize, and we should realize, this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not anybody's achievement. This one of the bayans Hazrat stresses in his majlis also, ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah wa ma asabaka min sayyatin famin nafsi. That whatever good has befallen you, even you got tawfiq to perform tahajjud, or any good, whether it's with regard to material good, or whether it's regard to dini good, it's only and only solely the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because logically also, Mufassirin explained, logically if you have to ponder and think, any favor that has come to you, is there, can anybody in his real senses make a claim that this was because of this amal of mine, that's why Allah blessed me with it? None of our amal has got even word being acceptance in the court of Allah. In fact, like the pious servants, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, whole night engaged in tahajjud, in crying. And Allah says, look at their condition at the time of Sehri, Fajr time, they're making istighfar. That, oh Allah, according to your azmat, according to your greatness, we wasted our night. We didn't make ibadat the way we're supposed to make. Our ibadat is word, us being punished. Oh Allah, please forgive us. So, when this condition comes, then we'll realize it's only and only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are still nalaik. We are still absolutely useless. But it's Allah ta'ala's karam and Allah ta'ala's kindness. And how to draw this kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also? One great favor of Allah ta'ala, Allah allows us to sit in the company of the friends of Allah ta'ala. Like our Dara Shaykh also explains this point. A person who thinks, I'm nalaik, I'm totally useless, I'm absolutely worth nothing, and says, good, very good that thought. But he says, don't let shaitan fool you and think, and now leave you in that thought. He says, no, all you have to do, laiko ke sohbat mein behtir ho. Go and join the likes, those that you think that are worthy of the favors of Allah Ta'ala, go and sit in their company, Allah will hatal, will take away that nine, you also very soon will become among the likes. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we have come here. Allah bless us with this favor on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah also counts us amongst our honorable Shaykh and his Jamaat and the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Karam urki hardam ata ho rahe, that Allah's favor, every moment a person realizes, every breath it is only the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala favors us. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho ke kul sultan hokar gada ho rahe. Hazrat says that look at the karamat of the muhabbat of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That you may be a king of the world, but now you becoming like an ordinary pauper. Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, when the love of Allah Ta'ala penetrates, just strikes his heart, just one spark of the love of Allah comes into his heart, immediately what he does, he takes his old blanket, his old gudri, and he tells his minister, take over the kingdom. I don't need this anymore. And he goes, and what kingdom Allah Ta'ala gives him? Like Hazrat explains this poem every time, he says, Jaan di maine tere naam par, that I gave my life upon your name. Ishne socha na kuch anjaam par. Ishq, love is that thing, didn't even look at the end result, what's going to happen. I'm giving my life for Allah who gave me life. So what you want, even want to think what's going to happen? And he says, Muhabba, that jaan di maine tere naam par, li fakiri mil gayi badshahat, that I took. Outwardly I took to be a poor person. I took becoming a pauper, but Allah Ta'ala made me a king. Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayh, what a king he became. That the same minister who became, he gave him the kingdom and he said, you can rule now. Rule over Balkh, what a great kingdom. And one day he decided to take his morning ride on the river bank, and he sees this old man from far with a blanket wrapped around him, and he's sewing his blanket. As he comes closer, he sees this was Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayh. The thought just comes into his heart that what a stupid man. This was the king, whatever clothes he desired, not one or two pairs, 10, 20, 100 pairs are presented, and he chooses what he wants. Allah Ta'ala in the heart of his friends, Allah inspired, and Allah Ta'ala put kashf in his heart and inspired just the thought that that minister is having of his. And as he came little closer, Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi wanted to show him what is true badshahat, what is real kingdom. And he took his needle and he threw it into the water. And when he threw it into the water and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and he called out to the fish, by the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I ask you to bring back my needle. They all stood up Allah's command with 100,000 gold needles. And he made dua again and he said, and he commanded them again, that no, I don't want all your needles, I want my own needle. And one fish came up with that rusted needle of his. Then he looked at his minister and he says, which kingdom of mine was better? Is this kingdom better or that one? When I was sitting there, everybody envied me in a way, but they were all desirous of my life. When can I take the life of this king? When can we assassinate him? Because the greed is all the time there. Then he says, I didn't know what is real love of Allah Ta'ala. Make me bad also. So we are so fortunate. We have these great friends of Allah Ta'ala in our midst, in the form of our most honorable, illustrious Shaykh. What we have to come and gain here. Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu as-sadiqeen. That O people of Iman, you are my friends, but become my very special friends. All you have to do, kunu as-sadiqeen. Be among the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now what to get from the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala? One great wealth, like last week Allah Ta'ala gave little tawfiq and we explained, the love of Allah Ta'ala, how to get that. Bring your heart, doesn't have legs. Bring your heart, make that effort with your body, with your mind, everything. And one other point Hazrat explained also, that learn to spend, spending what your money, your petrol, etc. And he says, even when you stay in the khanka, don't just eat freely in the khanka. Realize that I have to spend, then I'll get something. So when you spend also, as the teachers ask, you're using the masjid also, you're using the water and lights, learn to spend, put in the lilla box also. Then you'll get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So anyway, when we have brought our hearts, and we have come here and opened our hearts, as we said, what great treasure again we have to get. One is that love of Allah Ta'ala, but one is that special treasure. Like Hazrat explains, what was it that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu became so close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was not his ibadat, it was not that he was outstanding as far as ibadat is concerned or knowledge is concerned. It was shay'un muqtira fi qalbi. That's something that was implanted in his heart. And what was that implantment in his heart? According to the terminology of the mashayikh and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's called nisbat ma'allah, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person asked Hazrat Mawlana Tanwi rahmatullah alayh, that you talk of this connection of Allah ta'ala, that where do you see this in the Quran or in the Hadith, that where this connection of Allah, this nisbat ma'allah, where is it? He says, yes, it is in the Quran. Then he read this ayat, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Rabbana, making dua to Allah Ta'ala, the pious servants, all the time making this dua, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, that oh Allah, complete that nur in our hearts. And that is what we have said, that like Mawlana Tanwi rahmatullah himself, one occasion he gave a bayan in one town. Then one of his contemporaries, his fellow classmates, he asked him that, after you finished your studies with us, did you go and study somewhere else in another darulum or something? That the bayan you gave, it's beyond, I can't even understand. It's such a bayan, so effective on the heart, that I can't do a thing like this. He says, no, after I did kutub bini, I did kutub bini also. One is kutub wa kaf, that is the plural of kitabs. He says, after I studied kitabs in the darulum, and the ulama explained, one is ilm in nabuwat and one is nur in nabuwat. To get ilm of nabuwat, you'll get it from the kitabs. But to let that reality penetrate into the heart, and one is like a person doesn't know the recipe of how to make the mitai, but he's eating the mitai. What can you say? So that nur of nabuwat, which is the reality, he says that I did kutub bini. I sat in the company of the great awliya of the time. I went into their company and I gained this nur. So this nisbat ma'allah, this connection of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have to learn. That kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi explains, as we learn from our honorable Shaykh, that how long should you sit in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala? And what should you gain from the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala? Khalituhum litakunu mislahum. That mix so much with them, become so engrossed with them, like you become like them. That you're walking, you're talking, your way also. That when you talk like them. You walk, their habits, their mizaj becomes yours. And what is this? This is called nisbat. That is why Allah, the ulama explained, Allah is not also this great point. That why did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention, لو كان نبي أمبادي لكان أمر. Had there be, radiallahu ta'ala an, that had there be a Nabi after me, it would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu greater than Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the unanimous, the accepted decree of the ummah, of all the ulama and everybody in the ummah, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu was the greatest personality after all the Anbiya alayhi muslim al-Islam. So why didn't Nabi Kareem sallallahu say, like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu would have become a Nabi after me? Ulama explained that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was so close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had such nisbat, such connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the kuffar at the time of hijrat, how much they were prepared to sacrifice for the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they even realized how precious is the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, that they offered 100 camels for the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They offered whoever, aliyazu billah, killed Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, also 100 camels for them. So because they realize he's so close, his actions used to be same like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested in one place, and people came to meet him, when they saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they started greeting him. And he accepted, made salam, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still resting. When they only realized who was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to realize and understand this dua also we should make. That Allah grant us this nisbat, this connection with our mashayikh, this connection with our shaykh, that our mizaj becomes like that. Your love penetrates the heart. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. This nisbat must come into the heart. When this nisbat and connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the heart, then a person you find, people tell you, make dua for us, make this. Just then a person realizes it's not me, it's this connection that I have. And like our Dara Shaykh explains in this beautiful poem so beautifully, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Medina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That my value, the little value that I have, is actually because of my connection with Medina Sharif. And what is this connection with Medina Sharif? Not that Allah Ta'ala gave me fazal, that I've got so much money, I can buy a first class ticket, and I can stand right in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. I can be crying tears also, but I don't have sunnat in my life, then I'm not connected to Medina Sharif. I can be thousands of miles away from Medina Sharif. But like Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. How will you get this nisbat? Everybody claims to have the love of Allah. Everybody claims to love Nabi Kareem Sawsam. This nisbat and this love is how much of connection and how much you follow Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawsam. This nisbat, so Hazrat explains this so beautifully, that because of this connection that I have that great desire and love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I have the desire to practice of every sunnah, and you strive and make an effort in that line. And our Hazrat explains also so beautifully that to understand sunnahs on your own and think you are practicing, you'll get lost. Follow the man of Allah Ta'ala. They will teach you in today's time practically what is practicing on the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala, whether we like it or not. So the more nisbat we have with our Shaykh, with our Mashayikh, that is how much nisbat we will have with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is how we get nisbat to Allah Ta'ala. We can't jump the gun and expect direct nisbat. The system of Allah Ta'ala is, we have to open our hearts in the company of our Shaykh, gain this nisbat, the more the nisbat comes, and we have to make dua. Like we said, Allah Ta'ala is infinite. Allah's treasures are infinite. The sifat of Allah Ta'ala are infinite. That is why taqwa also, the doors of taqwa are beyond imagination. The love of Allah Ta'ala is such a vast ocean. As you go deeper, you realize you're not even on the surface all the time. So the more the nisbat, the more it comes, the more the connection of Allah Ta'ala comes, the more a person, Allah Ta'ala says, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, the more you're asking Allah, complete this nisbat, make it more stronger. Waqfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Oh Allah, now you worried and concerned that, oh Allah, you grant me this nisbat, now you won't attach this nisbat to your own ability. You will realize it's a favor of Allah Ta'ala. And this favor of Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, you granting me this favor, but I don't even know how to make qadr. I don't even know how to appreciate it. So Allah, forgive my foolishness, forgive my ignorance, forgive my weakness. And this is what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Awadala Shaykh explained one very, very delicate point, and Hazrat says, like you get jah, that a person wants to be a man of status in society, he wants to have name, which is also haram. It's a very terrible disease. Allah save me and all of us. He says, by Allah also, a person who feels that I want some name by Allah, that is also like jah. It is also a sign of pride, which is very dangerous. Like he says, one friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua for 30 years, that Allah save me from any guna, save me from any guna. Then one day one pious servant told him that, why don't you make dua that, oh Allah, forgive me? That there is a dua to reach Allah Ta'ala through forgiveness also. Because when you think you're going to save yourself from guna, that you're going to feel some status, that I'm saving myself from guna, I'm having some status by Allah Ta'ala, which is also dangerous. Allah loves more inkisari. Allah Ta'ala loves more humbleness of a person, of a servant. So rather make dua, Allah Ta'ala, forgive me all the time. Save me and forgive me all the time. And the forgiveness of the pious person, of the pious servant, is not guna actually. Realizing their lack of ability, that where can we gain any proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more Allah ta'ala sees this, and to an end of what an example, and understand this nisbat, that more you got nisbat, that's how much your value is. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, like we have heard the Sumana Mazhar Sahib down Barakasim also, and Hazrat says, like you go to a brickyard, in a brickyard they're manufacturing lot of different types of bricks, and different colors of bricks, and different prices the bricks are also. But those bricks, the actual value of that brick is not the price that is attached to that brick. It's where that brick is going to be used. A person goes to a brickyard and he buys a brick that costs 20 ren, and he takes that brick and uses that brick in his toilet. Now that's the value of that brick. That's how much value. A person can go to the brickyard and buy a brick for 2 ren, but now he puts that brick into the masjid. Now imagine the value of that brick. That same brick from the same brickyard, because of where it was attached. So similarly, Allah has given us tawfiq, ability to have inclination to our shaykh. Make dua Allah give us this nisbat. And the more connection you have with the pious servants of Allah, as Hazrat says, Allah looks in the heart of the pious servants. Who've got attachment to them, and who they start loving, Allah Ta'ala starts loving and showering you also. So we, myself, first of all, what can we? In the court of Allah, we don't stand any chance. We have this hope that Allah give us this nisbat, and all the time make dua for myself and all of us, that Allah can strengthen this nisbat all the time, and give us tawfiq to make istighfar daily and regularly, so that Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is samad. Allah is totally independent. Allah doesn't need anybody's ibadat. Allah doesn't need anybody's taqwa or anything. So no person should think like when Allah Ta'ala wants to throw you out anytime, Allah Ta'ala can throw us out. So by making tawbah, istighfar daily, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will descend on a person all the time. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understand you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tere siwa maabood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadam-e-aakhir wird-e-zubaan-e-mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai, tere zere nagi. Jinno inso hoor malaik, عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر wird-e zubaan-e mere ilah la ilaha illallah 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 yaad mein tere sab ko bhula do koi na mujhko yaad rahe tujh par sab ghar baar luta do khana-e dil abad rahe sab khushiyon ko aag laga do sab khushiyon ko aag laga do gham se tere dil shaad rahe sab ko nazar se apni gira do tujhe se faqat faryaad rahe ab to rahe bas taadam-e-aakhir wird-e zubaan-e mere ilah la ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha illallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that we committed by night, by day, small, big, intentionally, unintentionally, alone, collectively, Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give jazai khair to our Shaykh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us benefit from him to the maximum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the nur that is descending on his heart, Ya Allah, transfer to our hearts as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, raise us in His company, in the company of your awliya on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for. Save us from whatever He has sought refuge from, Ya Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in. Amin.